Some federal agencies are seeing a tripling of Freedom of Information Act requests since President Trump took office. Now, that's good for transparency in government, but only if agencies can fulfill the requests. What does it all mean for already short-staffed, under-resourced FOIA offices? Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers has been looking into this and joins me with more. Meredith, FOIA requests tripling. Nobody's staff or budget is tripling to fulfill FOIA requests. The government is already tens of billions of FOIA requests behind. So what's going on?
You are right. The only thing that seems to be going up right now are the FOIA requests. It's been a busy few weeks for federal offices, starting back in December, but really in the last 2 weeks since the inauguration, a handful of federal agencies have seen a surge in the number of FOIA requests. So let's start with EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. The director of the FOIA office there said his agency normally gets about 12,000 requests per year, and that's fiscal year, so we're counting from October until now. So that's 4 months. So since the beginning of October, EPA received roughly 3,200 since the end of January, which kind of works out fairly average. But I looked at the week following the inauguration, and about 70 requests were submitted. In 2013, the start of the second Obama administration, about 26 FOIA requests were submitted. And if you look back through the archives, they only had, you know, like a dozen or so for a transition year. The first few days of Congress itself, I have to back up even more. The Office of Government Ethics, their director, Walter Schaub, spoke publicly about his concern for the president's divesting of his business potential business conflicts of interest. The agency had also tweeted out, that they would welcome his, you know, divestiture, that kind of thing. And that got the attention of some Republicans. And it also, especially Jason Chaffetz, who had said, you know, that kind of blurs the lines between PR and official ethics guidance. Anyway, it got a lot of people's attention. And so looking back through OGE's Freedom of Information Act requests, it was pretty slow between, you know, the October 1st and November 30th. Only about 15 requests were submitted. But after all of this talk and on social media, that kind of thing, it jumped from by the end of December by more than 50 FOIA requests.
Well, of course, OGE is not a very big office to begin with, and Walter Schaub is someone no one ever heard from for years.
Right, until just now.
And so the question is, do they have any kind of staff that can handle the FOIA requests they're getting? And do they have that information about Trump on hand in the first place?
Yep, that's a good question. And that's what a lot of people are saying, that some of this stuff, it's the same sort of requests that are coming in. They want to know about what's been going on since the Trump administration came in. What about social media and communication? And so you can kind of, kill two birds with one stone. If you've got the same information that the next person requests, you can send that out. But it's still going back and finding all that information on top of what you've already been, you know, trying to find out before all of this happened.
And the National Park Service is getting busy also here.
Right. So National Park Service, they were also in the news in regards to some of the tweets that they sent out. The National Park Service reported that it received about 120 FOIA requests between January 20th and 27th, so the week after the inauguration. And their spokesman told me the agency usually gets about 16 for that fourth week of January, and that's for the past decade or so. And he said he couldn't really say exactly what the increase was, but again, they're looking for communication between the White House and the National Park Service. Similarly, USDA's Agricultural Research Service, which was also in headlines for whether or not they were going to have to send all their information through the White House first. A lot of this has to do with miscommunications and communications and transition directives and that kind of thing.
Well, did USDA get a jump in their FOIA requests?
They did. They actually did as well. They usually get four or five, but in that first week after the inauguration, they got a dozen. And so again, that doesn't sound like a lot. It's like, okay, it's just 12. But if you're only dealing with four at a time, that tripling, that means triple the workload. And a lot of these offices are kind of empty because people have left or retired or they've moved on because they're new administrations coming in.
All right, so USDA did not put its eggs before its chickens. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Now, how are agencies supposed to deal with this?
So a lot of it comes down to, at least some people say it's leadership. Listeners and readers might remember that I talked about this a couple weeks ago about how FOIA officers are short-staffed and under-resourced. And I went to a National Archives FOIA committee meeting and heard from some of them saying it's these bottlenecks and backlogs that are really, you know, a thorn in their side, not even counting what's been going on now. And I also talked to some other FOIA experts to get their take. And one of the gentlemen I talked to, Scott Hose, is an attorney and immediate past president of the American Society of Access Professionals. And he says he doesn't think the surge will be a long-term one.
It's not going to be a long-term, hopefully not a long-term thing. It'll be a blip that they can work through. And that's what a good FOIA manager will say. You know, we're going to have we have this big influx, and we'll just deal with it. If it's they're not seasoned and this is the first time they ran into something like this, then they could panic. If they panic, there's not much they can do because they still have to go and process these things. You know, but over if they were overwhelmed, then that you know that could cause some problems. Just like in any other office, in any other industry or business, when you have a lot of work to do. But that's what it is.
That was Scott Hodes, the immediate past president of the American Society of Access Professionals. And he said he could see problems if political appointees attempted to get too involved with FOIA communication. Another issue, like I said earlier, is that a lot of FOIA offices aren't at capacity yet. I also talked to Dave Hagan. He's the chief marketing officer for Ains. It's a case management software provider, and they do a lot of FOIA case management software. They work with about 400 different agencies at local, state, federal levels. And he said his company is already hearing a lot of agencies are struggling to keep pace with these new demands.
A lot of the agencies that use our software, you know, some of them already have, you know, they're struggling with the backlog in general, especially some of the larger ones. But, you know, adding on top of that, you know, the growing amount of backlog requests, which ultimately leads to more delays, which potentially could lead to, down the road, more litigation. And I think that's where a lot of the agencies are really trying to figure out, you know, how do they prevent that? You know, how do they get ahead of that, now, because it's ultimately going to be a bigger heartache down the road.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's fair to say that this is going to be a blip because there's only more to come in the Trump administration. There's only more questions. And so the question then for you, Meredith, is what happens now? What are they going to do here?
Well, right. Right. People are still going to be interested. The administration has just started. So there's, I'm sure, going to be more requests for information, that kind of thing. But for you and I, we know that sometimes these FOIA requests don't get turned around immediately. The government's supposed to have respond within 20 days, but they can put on a 10-day extension. And then some of these agencies like DOJ that get a lot, you know, they are on a first-come, first-served basis. So even if you do get an answer, it might not be for a bit. So we might be talking about this in a year going, oh, that's how they handled it.
So put in a FOIA request, go about your life.
Yes.
And maybe something will come out
we'll
of
come
it
back
later
to
on.
You. Yep.
All right. Well, we've got much more coverage. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, as always, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can find her story in all of our coverage of FOIA and the first 100 days of the Trump administration and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.